This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This school has children that are in second, third, and fourth grade. I can confirm right now that we have several injuries, adults and students, and we do have some deaths. The suspect is deceased at this point. DPS is assisting with the investigation. And at this point, the investigation is leading to tell us that the suspect did act alone during this heinous crime.
Another deadly shooting at a school, this time at Texas Elementary School. You heard there, 19 children, 2 adults killed earlier in the day on Tuesday, with a holiday weekend coming up in Uvalde, Texas, 85 miles outside of San Antonio. The suspect dead, the 18-year-old student at a Uvalde high school who worked at Wendy's 5 days a week, was quiet, kept to himself, is what many of the coworkers are saying at this point. You have a president saying that we got to turn this pain into action as he gets emotional from the White House. You have Republican and Democratic senators and congresspeople acting, reacting to the action that happened in Uvalde. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, even when it's really difficult, I am happy to be here talking about the things that are going on in this country, and this is very, very sad. There aren't great words to express completely how I feel having young people in my life and knowing what it would be like to get that call, to run somewhere to figure out if somebody was alive. Has to be the worst sinking feeling that you can imagine. Inconsolable is the word that jumps into my head. Many of these people have to feel that way. Inconsolable. I mean, what an incredibly terrible, despicable, unspeakable thing to happen, but it did. Attorney General Merrick Garland called the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, an act of unspeakable violence. We join our fellow Americans in mourning this terrible loss and in their resolve to end the senseless violence. But those are words of senseless violence. What is it that will end the senseless violence? I mean, we all agree, no matter what your politics are, that parents who never see their child again because they went to school is unacceptable, of course. Losing a child, like having a chunk of your flesh, I imagine, being ripped off. So now it's going to be about gun control legislation for the Democrats. And that's what the president said in turning the pain into action. And you look at the other mass shootings that have happened. So Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut when he was vice president, and so many others. Biden said the question, where in God's name is our backbone to have the courage to deal with and stand up to the lobbies? What do you think is the end to the senseless violence? Is it that more people need to be armed and trained? Is it that in situations where we're very vulnerable, which you could say, well, there's a lot of vulnerable situations. We live in an open society, thank God. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, but we are paying the price for how open we are. Would it be wise for more people to know their way around a gun, to have a gun, to carry a gun? Could somebody have acted, a teacher perhaps, if they were skilled, at least proficient in using that gun? These are some things to think about, because this is terribly heartbreaking. It's almost impossible to look at the photographs of people in pure pain. Just, you can see it. You can see the anguish on their faces. The 18-year-old suspect who was killed by police first shot his grandmother before going to the school and killing 19 children and two adults. So why that school? Well, he was there in Uvalde. He was from there. He was living there. He went to that school. So that's why. I mean, why pick that place? Sitting ducks, you know, in the case of a sleepy town in an elementary school, probably very different even from the high school. So Border Patrol agents saved some lives. A lot of law enforcement responded. You heard there at the top, but they responded and put themselves in between the gunfire and the people that were in the school at the time and certainly any students. So off and on duty, Border Patrol agents were there as fast as they could get there. And they faced the gunfire because he was barricaded inside the building. So they were absolutely right in the middle of it. Lots of hearts broke. A lot of people in Uvalde. The why, heavy, heavy question is still, of course, weighing on them tonight. And you think of how young some of those students were. I also saw pictures where you had families with a young boy and girl leading them away and having their arms wrapped around them. And I'm sure feeling relief that that was the situation. There were kids that crawled away from the school to get to safety. Imagine how they felt. You heard Uvalde Police Chief Pete Arriando talking at this press conference following the shooting at Robb Elementary on Tuesday. That was like any other Tuesday. But it wasn't. But it wasn't. Because an 18-year-old opened fire and killed way too many innocent children. Just a terrible, awful day that goes down in history now, smothered in all of this. Incredibly tough. People sent emails to me. What can I do? How can I help? You can help by being part of the discussion. You can help by being diligent in your own life. And by diligent, I mean, what can you do to protect your family? What can you do to protect your kids? What can you do to be aware of surroundings? But what was it that made this 18-year-old decide today was the day? Salvador Ramos. He was in a community 85 miles, Uvalde, west of San Antonio. Walked in around 11:30, started firing. Just started firing. Lots of targets. All right, stay with us. More coming your way on this and other things that happen during the day that affect your life and mine.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Of what we know, a couple of interesting facts, sad facts. So, of course, you look at the students, the young children, 19 children, two teachers, the gunman who also shot his grandmother, and the tally ticked up. Initially, it was like 14, and then it got bigger, the number, you know, leaped because of people who died in the hospital. And this attack comes 10 days after the deadly rampage at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. And it just added to the pileup of mass killings at churches, schools, and stores. So there is the question, what are we willing to do? What can we do? You know, so on and so forth. Salvador Ramos, 18. He was someone who lived there. But he had hinted on social media that an attack could be coming. And he suggested nothing of the specifics, just that an attack could be coming. What I love, and I said this already about the Border Patrol, you know, they knew, these agents, oh, we got to do this now, rushed into the school without waiting for backup. One of them just shot and killed the gunman. He was behind a barricade. The agent was wounded but was able to walk out of the school. That's big. Because who knows how many lives he saved. I read the story, a little bit about the story of one of the apparent victims, fourth grade teacher Eva Morales. Imagine her family's shock. What does it take to be a teacher and then to be in that classroom? And sadly, there's all those degrees, separations of, you know, 6 degrees of separation, which I think could even be smaller, between a group of people and other people. Today was not the day for this to happen. It's never the day for this to happen. We talk about gasoline prices a lot, so in your backyard and mine, we are definitely talking about this. San Francisco, congratulations, or I should say condolences. The gas stations that are near the pier in San Francisco, a desirable area to be, $8. $8 ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. So gas prices are spiking across the country. In California, gas has gone up $2 a gallon over the last year. Wow. That adds to the bills. That adds to what's not in your wallet. Not in your wallet. So now what? The answer is a lot of people are using this moment in time to work from home and are asking to work from home because they don't have to do whatever the commute is, whether they really want to return or not return to work, in other words. And speaking of returning, Brian Kemp in Georgia is trying to do just that. He will go up against Stacey Abrams, the Democratic candidate for governor, because he had plenty of votes to win that primary. No contest. No contest whatsoever. Kemp just rolls on and moves forward, and 850,000 plus people in Georgia voted. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I think it's great when people vote, because if you want to affect change or you want somebody you believe will do a good job in there, that's the way we do it here in the United States. That's what happens. How about Sarah Sanders? You saw her face at the White House. What I liked about Sarah Sanders, I have to say this, is no matter what kind of cockamamie question reporter would ask her, she just deadpan look him in the face and say whatever. I mean, she was fearless. So will she make a good governor for Arkansas? She won the Republican nomination. She focused on national issues and criticizing Joe Biden. And had people captivated from the beginning. From the beginning. So she's the daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee. And she put ads everywhere in the state out on inflation, vowing to fight what she called the radical left. She said, as governor, I will say no to Biden and the radical left's agenda. It was on one of her TV ads. So a lot of people casting ballots in the country. For in some cases, well, in all cases, for offices that matter. What office doesn't matter? Of course, offices matter. Herschel Walker set up a November showdown with Senator Warnock. He is the projected winner. So now you think of what November will look like. He pulled in enough of the vote that it made a difference. He defeated five Republican challengers in his race. Five! Cleared the 50% mark needed to avoid a runoff. So now the general election matchup will be between Warnock and Walker. It's the first time that two major party candidates for U.S. Senate in Georgia are black, by the way. And, of course, Walker, I don't have to tell you about his resume, former college football, really celebrity, I would say, with the big name recognition. So this is a congratulations. You're spending enough on ads, people know who you are, and you are singing the tunes that this particular audience wants to see, or wants to hear, anyway. And that was smartly what happened there. And so it's big. Huge. Huge, huge, huge. By the way, Trump-backed Senator Guzman won the Arkansas Republican primary. And he fended off some pretty big challengers on the right who were relying heavily on an endorsement from Donald Trump. So his reelection bid didn't gain the national attention that some of the other campaigns, like the Senate races in North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, but is it another test of the Donald's influence, Trump's influence? This onslaught of here we go again feeling is definitely objects getting closer in your mirror, and you have to look. They definitely have to look. All right, we're always talking about the Ukraine. Why? Because things that are happening there have affected us here in the United States. So Russia is saying we'll have 50 new nukes. Speak to us more politely, if you will. And on the other side of this, the Ukraine forces are getting more firepower and humanitarian aid from the U.S. and so many other countries, really every country in the EU. Moscow is claiming they're going to have 50 new advanced nuclear missiles, though, capable of annihilating all of the enemies by the fall. Wow. So that will certainly show you that a military blunder in Ukraine is not what they're hoping for. They're warning instead that they've got these intercontinental ballistic missiles, which are 14 feet tall and are soon going to be combat ready. Yikes. So in a post interview, a staunch ally of the Russian President Putin's said, "I suggest that aggressors speak to us more politely." More politely. And you look at what the nuclear warhead can do. Think of the craters, if you've ever seen one of those craters. And what happens when a nuclear missile hits a territory of a dreaded enemy? First of all, anything close, complete annihilation. Completely. And when I look at Putin, I don't see a lot of compromises in the horizon. It doesn't feel like it to me. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the Texas school shooting on Tuesday before she spoke at a scheduled event.
As a nation, we have to have the courage to take action and understand the nexus between what makes for reasonable and sensible public policy to ensure something like this never happens again.
At least 18 students and 3 adults have died. The gunman is also dead. President Joe Biden also addressed the nation on Tuesday night.
The idea that an 18-year-old kid can walk into a gun store and buy two assault weapons is just wrong.
American flags will be flown at half staff through sunset on Saturday in honor of the victims. This is USA Radio News. Finland and Russia are each laying claim to a group of islands. Reporter Lance Pry has the story.
Now that Finland has officially requested NATO membership, Russia may bring into question the status of the Åland Islands, an autonomous region claimed by Finland back in 1917. Russia's permanent representative to the European Union, Vladimir Chisnov, said Finland's membership in NATO is the reason this will become an issue. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The University of California system has agreed to pay $375 million to more than 300 women who said they were sexually abused by a longtime UCLA gynecologist. The announcement Tuesday brings total payouts by the university and lawsuits against Dr. James Heap to nearly $700 million. That's the largest amount paid by a public university in a wave of sexual misconduct scandals involving campus doctors. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
She made a circle in the park to show the world a light in the dark. Wearing all kinds of weather, people come together. Leave a flower, sing a song. Oh, John, you've been away too long, but we'll never have to say goodbye. Peace and love. Never die.
What a beautiful song. Peace and Love Will Never Die, a song for John and Yoko. And we have the co-writer, producer, and vocalist of this brand new song with us, Merritt David James. Thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you're no stranger to the biz. I feel like before we dive into your love of John Lennon and writing this song and all of that, you know, you were recently an original Broadway cast member. You starred as Dewey Finn. I love School of Rock and the first national tour. And you've got quite a background in a theater, certainly, and musicals. And you were part of the national tours of Catch Me If You Can. I mentioned that before you came on. I love that hand ratty role. That was probably incredible. Sweeney Todd and so much more. So congratulations on all that. It's got to be a very strange time, though, for you, right?
Oh yes, it is. It's a good time for writing, which is what we've done, and I couldn't be more thrilled with what we have for such a special day like today, where we're tributing one of the great John Lennon. It was a great day today. I went down to Strawberry Fields, and it's pretty cold down there, but it didn't stop a lot of people. You know, in the middle of a pandemic, people get down there, and I mean, everybody was really good about it. But people come from all over the world to be down there. It was really inspiring to get to be there myself.
Yeah. So, why is it so important, do you think, for us to remember John Lennon?
Well, you know, I've thought about that as that's a very simple question with not such a simple answer. but the you know I've thought about how history remembers great people like John Lennon in many different ways, and I guess the biggest ways are they remember them how and who they were and how they lived their life, of course, and then we remember them in terms of how their life is remembered according to the circumstances we're living in today. And, you know, when we see that, I just think that there's never been a better time to just accept them, the message of his legacy, to celebrate that message and to really take a moment to pay tribute to who John Lennon was and what he stood for.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And, you know, it's one of those moments in history where people ask, depending on your age, do you remember where you were when you found out that John Lennon was killed? And I think it was just so shocking to so many people, which goes to why this is the 40th anniversary of his untimely death, that people want to feel something. And that's why you saw that when you were at Strawberry Fields, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was, you know, there seem to be so many of those events that people say, well, I was here when this happened, right? And John Lennon is probably one of the last events before the stork dropped me off at my mom and dad's doorstep. I'm 39, so I was not around when it happened, but this experience of writing this song and getting to know his music over a lifetime I've learned so much in writing this song. I've gotten to talk to so many great people who were connected with him and are connected with his family, and you know, Yoko Ono has been great to let this happen, and it's been a really, really great experience.
Yeah, so Yoko approved it. She likes the fact that you've got Peace and Love Will Never Die.
She loves it.
Wow. Wow, and you can tell there's something deep in your voice and the way that you perform it that it really, really touched you. And you talked about Lennon and his songs and being at Strawberry Fields again, remembering that. What inspired you to actually produce it? What made you decide, I'm going to go after this, I'm going to make this happen?
Well, I was approached by Jill Walker, who she was a board member with the Theater Within, and they do the John Lennon tribute every year, and this is, of course, a very big year for them. And she really wanted to create a song for Yoko that celebrates Yoko Ono and what she did for the world to remember John Lennon down at Strawberry Fields. And so we talked about that. And, you know, it's a very tall order to try and write a song that pays tribute to such an icon. But, you know, it's one of those things that if you listen quite simply to his message and really, really let the part of the fact that he found all of the peace and happiness that he was advocating for at the end of his life with her, and they were so deeply in love and she was his muse, and they had a wonderful life together at the end of his life, and he was a relatively unsettled guy before she came along. So I don't think she gets enough credit for, you know, what she's done to help the world remember him, and how she affected really his life as a human being. We all went on the Beatles. We all got on the Beatles ride with him in our own ways, even if we weren't around back then. And we all learned the music of the Beatles and understand that is such an unstoppable musical force in the world. No question. But I really was very proud to include her in this tribute and pay tribute to an all encompassing both of them, which was difficult to do, but I'm really happy with what we have. I got to work with some really great musicians, who I've worked with over the years. I got to handpick them myself and I couldn't be happier with what we've come up with.
So John Lennon's music for you, do you have a favorite song, Merritt?
my favorite songs from John Lennon are mentioned in this song, and I think his whole message are in the titles. Come together and give peace a chance. You know, that's his message to me.
Yeah, and that's why, like you say, wrapped into your song, certainly, Peace and Love Will Never Die, a song for John and Yoko. And where can people get it? I mean, usual places, right? Apple, Amazon.
Yeah, it's streaming. It's streaming everywhere. You'll find music, and you can go to iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon. You can also go to my website, MerrickDavidJames.com. And I hope people will enjoy it and really listen. I'd love to hear what people think of it. If people want to write me messages on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, I'm out there too. But it's a really great day to, you know, there's never been a better time to tribute someone like John than there is this year. And I just am so glad that we all got together to be able to do this.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. It's a beautiful song, and what a great thrill for us to get a chance to talk to you on a busy day. Thanks, Merritt. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And you're my last interview of the day. It's 12:42 on the East Coast, and I hope you guys are having a great night over there.
Thank you. I love that. Woohoo! Merritt David James. Wow. Again, pick up this song. This song is great. Seriously, I actually got it on Apple, and I've been listening to it during the day, so it was just absolutely wonderful. And I think of John Lennon, and I think of his music, and I mentioned how young I was, but the impact that his music had, and certainly part of the worldwide famous group, the Beatles, his own music and what he did with Paul McCartney, too, as part of the group, the Beatles, originally. And, you know, the quotes, the songs, Imagine, Instant Karma. I like Instant Karma. And I think of some of his quotes, that life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. And, you know, he said that a bunch. So there could be some attribution to him, I think, for that. And time you enjoy wasting was not wasted. There's just something about his, again, incredible talent, especially for, I think, the way he wrapped his words into the music. I guess that's what it is. So when I listen to John Lennon and I think of John Lennon, that's what I think of. And I think, oh, just imagine if he had not been shot in the archway of the Dakota where he lived in New York City. I mean, he was only 40 years old when that happened. And the worldwide, I think, just shock and outpouring of grief for, you know, this was off the charts. It was for John Lennon. I mean, you had crowds that gathered. I see the old footage of it at Roosevelt Hospital and in front of the Dakota, and just trying to make sense of it. There was no sense to be made, but trying to feel something for that. So, again, just a beautiful tribute. 40 years, can you believe it? 40th anniversary of the death of John Lennon. So thanks to Merritt David James for joining us so late on the East Coast. All right, holiday tips, tricks, and hacks coming up around the bend.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, if you've listened to this show for any time, you know that I love stories about time, going back in time. What is time? I mean, anything related to it, seriously. So I am thrilled to welcome to the show D.R. Carenza. He's written a book called Counterclockwise, A Story of Time Fatigue. This novel will pull you in, and I have a surprise. He sent me a copy of it. I read it, and I'm going to give it away to a lucky listener to spread the word. I like this book so much. I am so busy, and it is so tough for me to get through any books, but this one I absolutely did. I was reading the tail end of it at a car wash. So, Dennis, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, you're certainly welcome. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about, you talk about counterclockwise, what people, your take on this and your, the way you wrote this is, and the portal that you talk about, it's more about time fatigue. Explain what that means.
All right. In order for them to survive and travel in time at about the same time, of course, I set it up so that the time was getting weary. Time had been going on and on and on for all these many years, and time itself was getting weary. And the way I use the word fatigue, it sort of worked on energy. When the sun was up, they had normal operations. They could do what they needed to do, fish, hunt, play cards, drive, do their normal activities. But when the sun went down, the clock went backwards. And they would wake up the following day having lost all of that time because of the fatigue of time, because of the energy loss on the planet itself.
And it went around the world that way. But, of course, they weren't aware of anybody else except themselves. And they continually went back uncontrolled. I didn't want to have a time machine. I didn't want to have dials to turn. I didn't want anybody to select a destination in time, as they've done many times before. And a lot of time travel books and stories focus on one big adventure, journey to the center of the earth or stuff like that. I wanted them to experience a whole new time every time they woke up. And that's the book was set up. And since they were going back in time, it was like a history book in reverse. They would wake up, let's say, in I actually know the date here. Let's say the first time was back in 1780, and then back to 1530 and back to 1030. And there was a youngster among them. There were four fishing buddies and one son, a teenager, and brought a computer with him to do his homework. But that computer became very useful. He couldn't get online, of course, but he had an Encarta program with him, and he was able to look into the encyclopedia side of what they were going through. They were in a Winnebago, so they were well protected. And when this lightning struck, hit them and sent them on their journey, it actually created a little sanctuary for them, very small, but very necessary and very effective. So they had a little place to kind of call home, yet home was very small. And as they went back in time and each new venture hit them when they woke up in the morning, they usually did not know where they would be in time. They tried as well as they could. The youngster with the computer tried to track the time as well as he could. And he was doing a pretty good job at guessing. But he did discover something very frightful, and that they were going back exponentially. If they went back 50 years the first day, they would go back 100 the next, and then 200 after that. And you know where that leads. Mm. It leads to the end of the world. And within 28 days, they would have circumvented time to bring it to before creation itself. Now, the interesting part about this book is it continues like that. But I had a neighbor who read it, and while they were reading it, they said to me, "Mr. Carenza, I'm in the last day of your book, and I've got 20 pages left. How could that be?" I didn't answer them.
You're so sneaky. Oh, so brilliant. So I love it because you gave us a good gist of what the book is about. How did you come up with this, DR?
Well, I guess I just popped into my head. I thought I'd like to do a time travel book, but I'd like to cover so many things. And I didn't want to pick one, so I picked a bunch. I picked the Ice Age and the meteor showers and the dinosaurs and the Indians and the Great Flood and all of these things to give us a complete history of what the world went through and what these travelers went through and how much peril they were actually in. And there are things that happen to them that are not you know, happy things. I won't tell you, you know, who lives, dies, or whatever. But they had to struggle with a lot of things. And there was fear. There was danger. There was the light side as well. So it has pretty much everything. And they had faith. And faith is important in this book, too, because it does bring it back to the beginning of creation. But they had faith that they would turn around. They kept thinking they would turn back and go back home, and they hoped for that. And they never kind of lost hope. But there were other plans, and they were, of course, set by the great creator of all. So
yeah,
that's a lot of the book.
absolutely, you get that. You say as you go backwards in reverse, history in reverse, 1780, et cetera, and all the way back. What do you hope people take away from, and you write about all different things. In fact, you say, and you said to me off the air that you don't write about the same things. What do you hope people take away from reading this novel?
Well, there's friendship. There's dependency upon, you know, one another, cooperation, and they have to get over a lot of these things, you know. There's survival, too. There's things and some tricks that they had to learn. There's a lot of education in this book. I'm not that I'm trying to educate anybody. I'm trying to entertain them. But that's in there. And maybe we're doing it, you know, subliminally. I don't know. they get a PhD at the end of the book, you know.
By the time it's said and done, they do get a PhD in that. So how does a civil engineer now have this, the way your mind works is obviously you're a creative person. Is this something that you always had in you, that you had the ability to be a fiction writer?
Well, I had a lot of experiences in my life, not fiction, real things. And I didn't want to forget them because, some of them were very funny. Some of them were tragic, but they were also funny. And the thing was, how could telling a tragic story to somebody make them laugh? That happened several times in my youth. And, if somebody falls down the stairs and gets hurt, that's tragic. But if they fall down the stairs and they stand up laughing, it's comical. So the same event can go either way. And I found that in my life, there were many of both. You know, there were some sad points and tragedies and there were some, you know, funny stories that came out of other mishaps. And I think that happens with everybody. You see, it's a comedian, Stumble, Red Skelton, some of these old guys, Abbott and Costello, the Three Stooges get hit over the head all the time, but people laugh at it because they know the danger isn't real.
Yeah, and I think that's the key thing there, absolutely. Counterclockwise, a story of time fatigue, D.R. Carenza, you can get it on Amazon, very easy to find. Thank you for coming on, we appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.